Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast all about video games, hosted by three very kind and knowledgeable boys. You've got myself, Tommy Dasilo.
Good evening, video games. I'm Ben Vanell.
Good day, video games. I'm Adam Knox, and we've got a pretty funny episode number this week.
Oh, boys. Huge.
Sorry to bring it up too early, but I'm excited.
The listeners, it's been building up over the episode.
Last week was tough, knowing that this week would be the one.
We've got quite a stored up release that we have to kind of we've been building up. We're just waiting for this to go off.
Man,
you've seen it. You've looked in the episode description. You know what we're doing right now. Last week, everyone was like, this is it. This is Christmas Eve. This is the calm before the storm.
Yep.
Here we are, guys. Try to contain yourselves when I say it. Episode number 70.
Ooh,
so good. So that's the move where it's like one of you is bent over and then the other one is curled up into a ball behind them.
Yeah.
We've all done it. The old 70.
The old 70, man.
Dinner for no one.
You reach over, you stick your head through that wall and you let someone else roll like a cannonball into your butt. It is.
I always thought it was an old man looking down a well.
Something, I'll tell you what.
But he's facing away from the well.
Lassie, Timmy's fallen down the well and he loves it.
Well, guys, thanks for coming on the journey. This is going to be the last ever episode of the show.
I just realized that I told Lassie that Timmy had fallen down the well. Like, I'd run away from the well to go and get Lassie to tell the dog. The dog's not going to help. The only help that the dog ever did was go and get. It's not important.
The dog goes and gets people.
The dog goes and gets help. He doesn't get.
But maybe it's like the dog's an intimate. So you're telling the dog. The house is really far away.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
You can't be fucked going the whole way. You're lazy. You've conked out. You're like, well, this is convenient. This dog is right here.
Yeah.
I'll just tell. He can clear more. He or she. It's a she, right?
Hey, it's 2017, man.
Yeah. It was like six different ones, so I assume it was different genders, whichever dog looked the most Lassie-ish.
Scoop. That's a big scoop.
Yep.
So we've got to plug a couple of little things that people have done in the last week as a result of this show.
Yep.
Someone made an excellent, I guess you could call it a supercut.
Yep, our friend Milo Yiannopoulos has put together a wonderful cut of all his opinions. You can go look at that.
As they relate to this show?
Yeah.
Someone took you saying Ich Bin in the style of Bare Naked Ladies 1 week and actually laid it over the song. Now, the title of the video is One Week, but every time that he says 1 week, it's Adam Knox saying Ich Bin.
Yep.
It literally happens like twice in the whole song.
Yep.
Still worth it, though.
It is every time. You can't...
Well, I can't fault him, but
the pitch, it is absolutely perfect.
It's spot on.
And hey, you also get to listen to a great song.
Yeah.
Because it is... I'd forgotten it's a pretty fun song to listen to.
Yeah, with the exception of the rapping in the middle. Good.
With the exception of Adam Knox's contribution.
I only ever
knew
the... You
know what? Take out the Ich Bin bit. I'd love it.
Put a measurement of time, maybe 7 days, all of a sudden I'm loving this song a lot more.
The Weird Al Yankovic version of that song is good.
Is what? What is it?
It's Jerry Springer. It's been 1 week since we got to see Psycho Killers and Cousins getting married.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
I know, that's the only version of that song I've ever known.
Listeners, here's a challenge. Get the Weird Al version and put Adam Knox saying Ich Bin into it.
Don't do it with everything in the world.
Please do it with everything in the world.
Speaking of Weird Al, I was discussing this with my housemate the other day. Mm. Is his, what's it called? His version of American Pie that's about Star Wars.
The
Saga Begins.
Right. This
so
year
that
Anakin
came
guy.
Out
yeah.
around the same time as Episode 1.
Yeah.
Is that the first and only instance where the parody song of the movie is better than the actual movie?
Ooh,
has that ever happened
good
before?
Question.
Great question. Let's throw that one out to the listeners.
Unless he's done a parody song about the Eddie Murphy film Norbit, I dare say that's the only time that's happened.
Yeah.
Norbit. N-O-R-B-I-T. I didn't think about that before I started.
So also someone, and this is a very generous act, someone off the back of last week's episode decided to commemorate episode 69 of this show. No idea why. Must have personal significance to him
He must have been busy this week because this is the week 70 is the...
The old man in the well.
He put a listener, what's his, can you bring his name up?
Raw Collings is his handle. I think his name's Robert.
Twitter. He compiled a best of this show, if you can even imagine such a thing.
It was 30 seconds long.
It goes for like 2 hours and he's done a wonderful job editing it. He's put little sound effects in for the transition. So that is up on our YouTube channel now. If you search Filthy Casuals, he's named it the clip Nintendo 69,
which
was the original, what was it? The prototype title.
The working title of the show.
The Blue Harvest.
Yeah.
So the fans wouldn't know where to track us down.
Yeah.
So that's up there. That's awesome. I had a listen to it the other night. It amused me greatly that in a best of a video games podcast, I got half an hour in and there was yet to be a clip that featured us talking about video games.
Yeah,
much like this episode.
Yes. So that's great. We also need to plug the big news of this week is you may have heard over the summer we did a history of the Mario games to kind of cover some time while we were all away.
The first like 10 years of them.
The first 10 years of Mario, people really liked that. So we've done a new one. But much like common heroin dealers, the first taste was free and now we're stinging you for it. We've done a 2-hour long history of the Grand Theft Auto series.
Mm.
It's up now on our Bandcamp. You can buy it for a minimum of $1.
Yep.
Of course, if you would like to chip in more, that's more than welcome.
Yeah.
It's one Australian dollar too. So if you're from overseas, that's like however much it costs to buy like a jar of spit.
A bottle cap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're paying for the jar if you buy a jar of spit.
A few people sending us screenshots to go, look at this, guys, look what I've done. And they've paid $1.69 for it.
Yep.
Now, more generous would be just paying $69 for
totally.
It.
Totally.
Because then you're getting that ugly one out of there. It's like, it's not quite there, guys. Like, appreciate the effort, but come on.
169 is a 69 happening and one person standing at the edge of the room going, ah.
No, 1.69.
Oh,
so there's like a rock in their way.
A soccer ball or something. Yeah. Like, guys,
or
I really want
a very small well. I don't know why I'm obsessed with wells
this
now.
This well's so small, even my dick won't fit in it. So I've just got to sit here and watch this 69er happening
that's
in front
right.
of me.
That's right.
So yeah, some great feedback from that already on the Bandcamp page. People have left some comments.
Which is Filthy Casuals Pod on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Bandcamp.com/Filthy Casuals Pod.
No, filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. So that's where people can find that. We've also got the links all over our social media and stuff.
Yeah.
Go and check that out. It was a really fun afternoon. Some good laughs. Yeah, people. And yeah, that's going to go back into helping support the show. So yeah,
totally.
Go check that out.
I thought you were about to lie about charity. Just then.
No, just going to ask.
Yeah.
It's
not like we've broken it down into like the actual game. So if you download buy it and download it, you can listen to, like GTA 1.
It's like an album format, or you can stick them all in your media player of choice and listen to them all in one go. And it's like
hit shuffle and get very confused by all the callbacks.
Oh, yeah.
So some people have left comments already on the Bandcamp page. We've been reading all them.
Yeah.
They are very much appreciated.
A lot of in-jokes in there.
Yes, especially when people, we love it at the moment if you can write in and let us know how old you were when certain things happened.
Yes.
That's really our bag when people can. And let us know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's always good to know.
Yeah.
What was it again? filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
Go check that out. Now, the reason we did this was to commemorate a special piece of news this week. The New South Wales, I think the government got involved, right, in this?
The New South Wales State Police and then maybe like the big boy. New South Wales big boy. What's his
Premier.
Name? Premier.
Premier. Yeah.
What's that guy?
Mike Baird? No,
Mike Baird's gone.
He's gone,
Yeah.
He was the Greyhounds
Casino
one.
Casino Mike.
Yeah.
It's the next one.
Meow. I don't know. It's some lady now, isn't it?
I don't know.
Why would we know or care? We're not from there.
No.
But anyway, they were absolutely bloody ropeable. They were up in arms over a mod that someone has made for GTA where you can play as New South Wales police and you can drive around. You can drive around all manner of like cop cars and ambulances, fire trucks, police helicopter.
Yeah.
And it was just a great thing of...
Still in just in fake LA though, right? Not in like a fake Sydney, or is it in a fake Sydney as well?
I think it's just still fake LA. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just skins for the characters and the cars.
Yeah.
But it's a great thing of any time authority figures or like government, people who have no idea about games have to get in front of cameras. And so they referred to the people who made the skins as a group of underground modders, which I quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
And just them
as opposed to those real visible modders who, you know, the big ticket modders who are on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, those ones that, those giant corporations when you hop into bed with Big Modder.
You big modder fucker, you.
But they've also, I love this anytime they talk about a game like this on the news. So they then have some footage from the game laid over as they're talking, and it's never just it's like someone's job in the office to play through the game and just go around and do the most violent shit they can do in the game to illustrate their point.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So it's literally just the clip is like someone just as a New South Wales cop just shooting a child in the head and going, "See, this is what the game forces you to do."
Yeah.
And again and again and again, reload that save. I'll do it again. It's just disapproval porn, man. It always has been. It'll be great if, like, on the news, they had people mad about video games, but in like very specific, like if they had, you know, the talking heads, they're going, "They've completely nerfed Junkrat in Overwatch. They've completely taken away everything that was good about Junkrat. He's a terrible character now."
Yeah.
I can't. You guys don't know Overwatch, so this is falling on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some motherfucking Overwatch people out there who are really know what I'm talking about.
I like
about.
The name Junkrat, and I appreciate your commitment to the bit.
Hey, yeah. It felt bad to get nothing from you.
Well, I was
but
thinking,
I knew it was good.
You know what was going through my head?
Something when you about
said,
yourself?
Yeah. No, yeah. When you said mad about video games, I just started picturing Paul Reiser and
yes,
Helen Hunt.
Me too.
Just going hard on Mario Kart and bickering.
No wonder that didn't go very well. Talking to a pair of fucking idiots.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, this is the other thing that someone told us, that mod is like 8 years old.
Yeah. This is always the way. It's like someone's kid is playing it and they like happen to walk in and they're like, "Well, I'm an outraged parent. I'm going to email someone," and then that just fucking...
I think it was a... I might be wrong in saying that. I think it was a Facebook post somebody made where they're like, "This is you, cops," and someone had like filmed themselves playing that mod.
Right.
Specifically saying, "I want to do this to police."
Some dodgy little junk rat.
So, exactly. Yeah. So that is a crime, I suppose. Like that's a threat.
It's fan art. It's a tribute.
Yeah. It's parody. So.
I see like the Rule 34 type fan art.
Yes.
Like,
I bet you do.
Of the New South Wales police.
Getting bummed by Daniel Radcliffe in character as the guy who made GTA in the doco.
Yeah.
Doco. Biopic.
Biopic.
Yeah. Biopic.
I don't say biopic and I hate people who do.
What are you meant to say?
Biopic.
So I was right.
Yes, I said it.
It's one of those words where I...
But it is biography, and that's bio.
But when you shorten biography, you say bio.
Yeah, I call them Resident Evil picks.
Very nice.
Nice.
A hazardous take.
It's very... It's one of those words that like when I'm in a sentence and I realise I'm going to get to a point where I have to say that word, I become very panicked.
Yeah.
Another one for me is, and here we go, almond. Almond?
What?
I never know how you say it.
That is insane that you don't know that word.
Why?
Another one for me is couch. Couch? I don't know
Fine,
how to do
I
it.
Wouldn't judge you.
I thought yours was equality.
Oh, well, now I'm afraid of how to say almond. It's an almond.
It's almond. You almond. Just say almond. Almond. You pretend it's A-double-H-M-O-N-D.
It's the L that's all... There's an L in there.
Yeah.
And well, I never get them. I never order them. I never ask for them.
You're too scared.
But every now and then, for the sake of comedy, I have to reference them. And that is when I start to panic.
Activated.
Nothing... What?
Almonds.
Yeah.
Junkrat. Fuck, I fucked it.
Junkrat.
Okay, so speaking of hot crimes, some tricky little bugger out there got his hands on a Nintendo Switch a full 2 and a bit weeks early.
Yeah, this is
all
great.
All of a sudden a video showed up. He basically takes it out of the box and it was because they've been very you know, secretive about what the interface looks like. No one knows this, so this guy gets one. What was his story, that he just got a pre-order? They fucked up and just gave him his pre-order.
I believe that was the initial
sent
story.
Sent it in the right. mail, yeah.
So he puts up basically a walkthrough of the interface of him turning it on.
Yep.
He can't get on the e-stores because it needs like a day one update, so a lot of unanswered questions still about that. He didn't get any games with it, so he can't really show you anything else. But yeah, you basically get to go through and see the settings menu and what it looks like when you put it to sleep and what it looks like when you turn it on.
Yep.
Did you guys?
Fuck yeah!
Well, it is still interesting. What did you guys think?
Sure. I was really interested in it. There was also a second video. I don't know if you guys saw that.
I didn't watch either of them.
A YouTube channel contacted him and was like, can you do a more in-depth one? Can you also do an unboxing?
Right.
So he showed a full unboxing as well, which is, I'm not into unboxing videos, but for this it was like,
Oh, what's in there? A cable?
Yeah,
exactly. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never quite understood the appeal.
The thing that I bought is in here.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I guess it's for people who haven't bought it yet, but like, yeah. So I watched that one as well. He went into, he like did a screen capture and he showed the gallery, the photo gallery in that one. I really like the UI. I think it looks great.
Cool. Yeah. It's very un-Nintendo, like all the other ones.
Yeah.
The last two have been very, you know, the Wii kind of was like all the little TV channels kind of on the screen, and the Wii U is kind of an extension of that, and you got the Miis running around in the background.
3DS as well is sort of like that.
This is really noble. This is like borderline Apple. Like
totally.
It seems quick. It's like the little... The little kind of sound effects that all the little options make are really cool.
It makes the switch noise when you boot it up.
Yeah, oh,
the
little that's clip? Cool.
Yeah,
yeah, that's okay. really cool.
Oh, I also
I'm back on board.
I also saw another video where if you, I guess it's when you have the sound settings turned on or whatever, which they wouldn't have done for us at the hands-on event.
Yeah,
when you click the Joy-Cons back in, it makes the switch noise.
Oh, cool!
Which,
that's
again,
sick.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, you know what I saw a video of?
Yes,
two chicks at the same time.
When, as you said that, I was like, my next joke is going to be a porn video, but baby, you are one step ahead.
I've got a joke about another Overwatch character if you want to hear it.
Please, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, Mercy, never mind.
So I thought that was cool to see that. I think
so.
Knox,
you just didn't look at it at all.
I didn't really care. I didn't bother watching it.
Okay.
Well, because I'll see it one day when I get one. I'm going to probably get one when Mario comes out.
Yeah, yeah, fair
and
enough.
And so it's not...
I guess it's not a game changer for you.
Well, and all like... that shit in there, like, you can't use it for anything other than to play games. It's not launching with any of the, like, a web browser or a Netflixy thing
it's
or whatever.
It's not like a smartphone,
If it had some sort of tablet-y kind of, like, hey, I can do Nintendo Excel or whatever, then I'd be more interested in that
I was interested to see how quickly all the menus open up because, even though it didn't come out that long ago, fucking hell, the Wii U takes ages to go from menu to menu, as does the 3DS.
Well,
just going in and like setting up your Wi-Fi and everything, that all looks super quick.
I have one question that I actually didn't think about until just then and would have watched the video for.
Would you like to go to bed with me?
Is that the Mad About You theme song? I don't know what...
It was in the ads for some show in the 90s, I remember.
Yeah.
Maybe Offspring or something. I think it was the ads for Offspring.
Oh, yeah.
Are there still Miis?
Mm-mm.
In it? No?
I don't know. I think you... No, you can create a Mii.
Yeah.
He went into the menu, but he didn't make one.
Yeah.
But I think that's really only going to be then linked for, I guess, like in Mario Kart, where you can play as them. Because they're not... In they were part of the interface. They're a big part of the interface of the Wii U. That's
sure. Well, and there are still technically like the Microsoft avatars on the Xbox, but they hide that shit away like Granddad's Nazi costume. You know what I mean? Like,
I think you're gonna say Granddad's nuts.
Me too.
Which Granddad's famously quite the opposite in their little shorts and their little stubby shorts. One nut hanging. Yeah.
Speaking of shorts, let's do a little brief fashion report here.
Yeah.
You're wearing the DVD cover art for Miami Vice.
Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
On the shortest pair of shorts I've ever seen.
Oh, and you can see my tattoo. That's when you know that these are riding up. But hey, this motherfucker sitting across from me, what do you call this?
Yeah, little
this is me just trying to meet him on equal grounds.
Yeah, these are the shortest shorts I've ever worn.
I think this is why we're on such different wavelengths today. My legs are fully covered and yours, you don't even give a shit, you goddamn.
Well, but it's if you get in shorts because you just walking around is one thing, but then you sit down and they kind of, you know, they ride up just enough where it's like it's a different game once you're sitting down.
Very Sharon Stone right now. A great actress.
Well, it's a hot day, you know.
It's
you
a
just,
hot one.
You forget. You just wear what's comfortable.
Not me.
Nope.
Always bound in latex and leather.
I've been meaning to ask you this. Do you own a T-shirt?
I do own t-shirts.
I've never seen you wear a t-shirt.
I'll tell you what I don't own. I do, legitimately, I do not own a pair of shorts.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
I steal all of my shorts. Or borrow. No, yeah, I've got t-shirts, but I just like don't wear them around that much.
You love a shirt.
Yeah.
They're just very simple and you can adjust the sleeves as well. Yeah. Which gives you a nice little ability to either show or hide your biceps depending on how threatening you want to look.
Yeah.
These aren't biceps, are they? What are they? Forearms? No, yes. Only two of them, mate.
You're pointing at your cock.
Oh, wow.
So I was talking to someone about this just after the video. I was like, the day the video had gone up.
Yeah.
Apparently, someone was telling me, my housemate was actually telling me that they reckoned when he goes into the Wi-Fi section of like choosing a network, all the networks around him come out. Yeah. So just by that, you would very easily be able to trace exactly where he was. And then I don't know if this was the same guy, but there was also a thing going around on Reddit of like someone was like, I've got mine, and they had the box and they'd put a photo up, but you could see the serial number quite clearly on the box. So it was like Nintendo could just look that up and find out which store had it within 10 seconds.
It's a crazy day here at 17 Miller Street. I've got my Nintendo Switch somehow. They called me up on 0418991818181818. I hope that's no one's real phone number.
I love that if you just accidentally, you get so deep in the bit, you just accidentally read out your own number.
I nearly did start saying my number.
So then the next thing that happens is this story goes around that, and yeah, I'm still not clear on the specifics of this next bit.
Yeah.
Nintendo basically, they get the Switch back. I don't know how that happened, whether they contacted him and he sent it back, or they turn up Men in Black style.
Yeah.
And like,
like to play.
And then they go, and then they like do a video on his YouTube account of like, hey, I got on the eStore, but it's just their memory eraser thing going off. So everyone who watches that forgets that they saw the original UI video.
I like it.
But yeah, so he had to give the Switch back.
Yep.
And he doesn't get his money back.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair enough.
It was because they were stolen. Apparently the story was that a bunch of them were stolen. He bought one.
Off the dude who stole
off
it.
The
but
dude
did
who
he
stole
know
it.
That it was stolen?
I don't know, but if you buy stolen goods, you don't get your money back.
Sure, okay. But yeah. I wasn't clear on that whether it was, whether he had done.
I think that he may well have just been like, hey, cool, I can buy a Nintendo Switch. Like, they wouldn't have been like, buy this stolen Switch. I'm sure he just was like on, Gumtree or whatever.
Because when I first read it, the impression I got was that the store had gone like, you've got to give this back.
Yeah.
And then, by the way, we're not giving you your money, which I thought was especially brutal.
Yeah.
But he couldn't have bought it off of Nintendo.
No, but if his original story, which was the store fucked up and gave it to him.
Yeah.
That sounds unlikely.
But the other thing is, I don't know. I guess they've got the law is the law and they were stolen. But at the same time, it's just like, it's out in 2 weeks. And he actually, this is the worst thing, he couldn't do anything with it anyway.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't have any games on it.
Yeah.
He can't get on the eShop. So he's just sitting there with this fucking brick, just making me's until the cow comes home.
No games and nothing to do on it. It's like having a Switch 2 weeks early or 2 weeks after launch.
Oh, huge. Absolutely huge.
Big boy.
On the show tonight, we've got Casey Chambers.
She's a load of this junk rat.
Yeah,
is junk rat an actual rat?
No, he's a person, but I think he's Australian.
Mm.
I think someone sent us a question of like, how do you feel about Junkrat as a representation of Australians in video games? Knox, over to you.
Yeah, we all carry, I think he has a shotgun. I don't know as much about Overwatch as I claim to.
Yeah.
I think Junkrat has a shotgun.
What?
I just wish that Junkrat was a rat made out of mostly
trash,
rubbish. Yeah, just a junk, like.
Make your dreams come true yourself, man. Go and throw a bunch of rubbish on the ground and build it into a rat if you want.
Yeah, okay. I'll make my own mod. I'll make my own skin for Overwatch. Yeah,
this is a mod for
classic underground modder over there.
That poor guy. But fuck him. He's a petty crook.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you have done if you'd seen one? You'd gone, fuck it, I'm going to see if this is real. You get sent a Nintendo Switch. Would you have been like, I could get 100,000 views, I'm putting this online, or would you just like keep it?
Like if you make a video, what's really in it for you other than just cred on Reddit? Like, I'd come in here with a sweet sclusy, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, apart from that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because also, I'm not to blow my own trumpet here, but I'd like to think I'm smart enough to go, I'm probably going to get in shit if I put this online.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you must know something's up with that. And yeah. Then, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, it's this like culture, you know, this internet like culture. People just want to get the likes. They want to get the views. They want to get the hits. I'd say look up from your phone once in a while. Go for a walk.
Filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com. So that's kind of all the big news for the week, right?
I think so.
I got some news in my own life. I bought a Wii. You know that movie We Bought a Zoo?
Oh, here we go. You know now strap in and strap on because we're about to get fucked by comedy.
No. I don't know why you think I'm making a joke here. I'm just asking if you've seen the movie We Bought a Zoo.
I haven't, okay? I'm a big Matt Damon fan, but
I've never seen it, but I'm aware that it exists.
You know,
is this the one where he plays a Chinese person and people aren't into it?
That's right, yes. It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
And he buys the zoo and he builds a large development complex of apartments.
Right, okay.
So what happens is We Bought a Zoo came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a movie, We Bought a Zoo 2, but it's not called We Bought a Zoo 2. It's just a sequel to We Bought a Zoo. Do you know what this one's called?
What's it called, Nox?
I haven't had time to look it up because I bought a Wii U.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Please cut all that out.
No. It's good.
I thought you were going to just say, you know the movie We Bought a Zoo? Well, Zoo bought a Wii.
Same sort of thing.
I didn't care to mentally speculate about what you were going to say. I was just happy to be along for the ride. I just wanted to give myself over to the bit and just let it take me wherever it wanted.
Well, it took you under. Really took you under.
Harold Holt's down here.
So I have no further information because I bought it on eBay and it's still in the mail.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It may be stolen and get taken back off of me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Any games with it?
I have some games already.
Now, this is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you win them in a poker match? Why do you have them?
So, you know the movie? You know the movie We Need to Talk About Kevin?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think,
again, I haven't seen it.
But we've talked about it before on this show, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
based on a famous book.
Yeah.
And Kevin is someone's brother, right?
No.
Okay. You know the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes.
Love it. One of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coen Brothers.
Totally.
My brother... Where Art Thou? He has a bunch of Wii U games. I'm going to borrow them off of him.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Where Art Thou? In the fucking Wii U section at JB Hi-Fi, stocking up.
The Wii U section. It's like a small, like one of those little cartoon mouse holes in the corner of a room. You just reach your arm through and have to yank a game out.
Yes.
That's all it is at this point.
Okay. Cool. So you got, is he kept up to date? Has he got basically the essentials, of which there are six?
Yeah, he's got all half a dozen of them.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I'm just going to yank them off of him because
you're going to yank? Him.
Yeah.
You're going to crank yank him?
I'm going to call him up, pretend to be like George Bush or whatever.
Yeah.
And then demand Wii U games.
Okay.
George Bush, have we ever talked about this on the show?
I don't know. You haven't talked about it.
That you put a photo on Facebook a while ago of a painting that your brother did of George Bush that's in the spare room at your parents' house?
Yeah. He did it when he was like eight as well. And he did this big blue photo of George, painting of George Bush looking sad about 9/11.
I don't think I knew about this.
Didn't you? It's one of my favorite pieces of Knox trivia.
Fuck.
Yeah, it hangs above the spare bed. Well, the bed that used to be my bed.
Right.
But is now the spare bed.
It's there in tribute of you and the victims of 9/11.
Yeah, I guess so. 3,501 people left us that day.
I remember it was like I was, you know, I've always been fascinated by Knox, but I thought maybe he was like an anomaly in the family. And then that went up and I went, oh, this goes deeper than I thought. This goes all the way to the top.
We're like that Resident Evil 7 family, just all sitting around eating maggots for dinner.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Painting world leaders, looking upset about their country's worst event.
Okay, so what else have you got? You got
we've got a Mugabe looking sad about the rise of Robert Mugabe.
Yeah,
Tony Abbott looking sad about
Eating that onion. Remember that? Put your onions out.
Yeah, yeah.
David Cameron fucking a pig. We can do politics.
Yeah,
this is good stuff.
I disagree.
The other thing I did this week, because we talked about GTA so much. I went back and played Grand Theft Auto 3. I still have a copy of that.
Nice.
And so I played a little Grand Theft Auto 3, and it's pretty good.
What in terms of a copy on what?
On the PS2.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I ended up getting a PS2 copy of it at some point.
Yeah.
In like the double pack thing with Vice City. That game's fucking hard.
Really?
Yeah, I had a save from about halfway through it from the last time I played it, whenever that was.
Yeah.
And it's...
Give us a rough date. Mm-hmm.
Let's say September the 11th, mm-hmm. 2009.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah.
The painting 13. Had been around for a while. I would have been... September 11th was 8. And so anyway, the game is hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's partly just because the mechanics of it are so old,
yeah.
That it's a fighting with them a little bit, but I'm still having fun with it because right. it's sort of this weird. The challenge is not necessarily what the game is setting up for you, but also fighting against the game itself and like the clunkiness of it. Today, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. A good advertisement for the episode that we're asking people to pay for. This amount of knowledge and research is not in it. Has happened after we've done the episode.
It made me want to go back. Well, because we were talking about our memories.
No,
you played it.
You played it at the time.
I'm making some new memories now. And
because I for the episode that we did, I played a bit of Vice City on the PS4, which is just like a straight rip of the PS2 version.
Yeah.
And I
was 22 when it came out, I believe.
I would have been 23.
Yeah.
I reckon that 18. The PlayStation 3, like around that era, is the first era of games where you'll be able to go back to it at any point in the future, and it will still start. That's when stuff actually starts looking like what it's meant to. Stuff looks better now, but I reckon PS2. Like, compare, like, what PS2 characters look like where they're still very blocky and it doesn't sync up. I know it's, like, more stuff comes along and obsolete stuff that's hard to predict.
Yep.
But I reckon PlayStation 3, it might still be, you know, you'll be like, oh, this isn't as good or it doesn't stack up as much. Like, you look at, like, Grand Theft Auto 5 runs on the PS3 and runs very, very well.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not just... It looks like what it's meant to look
I think it kind of is partly, though, just where you come in on it. Like, a lot of people say that the 64 and stuff looks gross now.
Mm.
I don't mind it. It still looks fine to me.
And I think it looks absolutely shit. I've started playing a Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah.
I will not reveal what it is because it's a little secret for an upcoming bonus. Because
it's illegal in this country. Yes. Ken Park the video game. Do you remember that film, by the way?
Ken Park. Mate, I was in it.
So no. Fuck.
That's a great bit.
Like
pretending you're in Ken Park. That's a great bit.
But so and you're struggling with how they look.
Yes. Yeah, big time.
You're so shallow. You see, I look behind what a person looks like and I can see what's inside of them. And what's inside of GTA 3 is some real messy...
We get it. You're a gynecologist by trade. I will say, like we talked about it the other week, someone really, really going to town on old Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah.
Giving it a big old suck job.
Yep.
And I kind of out of interest, I was like, after reading that email and tearing it to shreds and going, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Hey, actually, maybe I should play it a little more now and see if he's maybe on the money.
Mm.
It just is hard to do anything. Like, I mean, I still get for at the time that it looked good, but it's really, even for the nostalgia, it's hard to want to bother without going, why would I not just do anything else?
Sure.
Like, why would I not just play anything else? There's so many things.
The thing is, though, it's strange. You do actually start to slip back into where you were then.
Yeah.
Like, I've started to, like, at first playing GTA 3, it's like, ah, this is shit. This is, control's weird.
Yeah.
The camera's bad, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, I kind of stuck through that point and I'm really enjoying it now. Like, you go back to...
I guess for me, but I have this a lot too. Like if I have too many things on the go at once, like in terms of like games or whatever, I kind of like I couldn't commit to it because I went, oh, that's right, I've still never finished that Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze that I just have here on the Wii U as a downloaded thing. I can just exit this right now and play that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to enjoy that more
because
it's new and it controls how I want it to control. Like, it's kind of a bit of a thing of, and I said this the other week already, but like, yeah, the control, mapping out the control scheme of the 64 onto a current controller, it's kind of like, it's not smooth. It's not smooth circuit. It's like 16. It's like hard to... Yeah. And the camera is the biggest one for me. And I'm having that with Vice City as well.
Yeah.
Not being able to be used to just swing the camera around.
And you automatically go to move the right stick. And then in GTA 3 it says, but in Vice City it goes to like the first person view.
Yeah.
That is very weird. And San Andreas changed that. San Andreas had a camera you could move.
Right.
But it's the Zelda thing of press L1 and it'll go behind you.
Right.
With GTA 3 in Vice City.
So this actually, this point I'm trying to make, this actually ties into an outlandish claim that we were going to get into. So should we start on these? And by the way, thank you to everyone who keeps sending them in. We don't always get time to get to all of them, or sometimes we feel like we're just kind of, if we read one out, we're just going to be kind of treading over common ground. But we do read them, and we do all think about them when we go to bed on our pile of money in the big same bed that we all sleep in.
Yes.
I do just want to say very quickly before we get too in-depth on our bed, I'm really enjoying playing GTA 3 again. And if that GTA episode made anyone want to go back and play it, I reckon it's worth giving a spin.
Okay. Yeah, cool. I was going to say, just on the back of playing old games, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII again for like the 10th time.
That's insane behavior.
And in terms of the controls, mapping, and all that kind of stuff, because I played it on the PlayStation and I'm playing it now on a PC with the DualShock 4, it's basically the exact same controls. Mm. It feels exactly the same. Mm. And yeah, with terms of the graphics and stuff, yeah, you just slip back in, and if it's a game you loved...
You know what? Because you've got such a big Johnson for it, and you go on about it all the time.
Yeah,
I watched the. It came up on the store the other day on the PS4 store.
Yeah,
and I watched the trailer of it, and I can definitely see it with that.
Mm.
It's weird how there's just such a fine line between something's like the dated value of something's graphics being kind of kitschy and fun.
Yep,
and then it just looking shit.
Yes,
like Vice City, I'm finding it hard to buy into because I don't have that attachment to it and I don't have that nostalgia for it.
Sure.
Like, I'm not slipping back into anything. I'm experiencing it for the first time. I'm like, this just looks shit.
Totally.
Yeah. But I think then I Mario 64, I could probably still go, look how quaint this is.
Yeah. I think I have a very low bar for what I find acceptable with that sort of stuff as well. Like, mm-hmm. I can deal with pretty shitty looking stuff. That's how I deal with looking in the mirror every day.
Okay, glad you got it there first. Well, with Final Fantasy VII, like, the polygon stuff is shitty, but that's so many of the pretty much all of the backgrounds are matte painting.
Yeah, yeah.
So that obviously that holds up forever. Like, that's just a painting.
Well, it's also
George Bush painting. It's beautiful forever.
Sure, yeah.
But it's also, it's not an open world, right? It's a pretty controlled environment.
No, it is. There is an open world, but also there's linear controlled sections.
Right.
So those sections obviously are very like tightly designed. And then the open world, it looks pretty shitty.
I guess for that generation, like the nature of something like a GTA where you're just driving around, it's a bit more random.
Yep.
Is like, whereas stuff that's more controlled where it's like, you know, Banjo-Kazooie, for example, like it's all very much like the areas are all very blocked out. Like even when you're in a
They're
big
very
field.
Segmented.
Yeah. So it's like, it's just to kind of get around the processing. So it's like working with those limitations a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which GTA just went, fuck it. Let's just have a fucking crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, should we get into this outlandish claim from...
Did we have Nox... Just sorry to interrupt again. Were there other...
Sorry to interrupt very quickly.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com is where you can get that. Sorry to interrupt, Adam, actually, just really quickly.
Adam, sorry to interrupt.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Mr. Speaker.
I was going to say, Nox, just a general question that I think that you'd found?
I just looked at the thing from last week where we asked for questions, and one question in particular stood out to me: meat pie or apple pie?
Yeah, now this was worth that great interrupting bit just to get to this.
By the way, I was very tempted to keep that going for much, much longer.
I know, and I felt that urge too, so it really bit my tongue.
If I didn't have to leave to go to a gig straight after this that I was already going to be on massive time constraints for, we'd still be doing it now.
Absolutely. So,
as the actor said to the bishop,
yeah.
Yeah, which you put effort into that one. Keep going.
Who's fucking who? No, the bishop's fucking the actor,
As the actress said to the bishop, I think is what.
Well, actor's the term you're meant to use now, Adam.
Yeah, but that joke's from 1923, so it doesn't matter.
There were gay people in 1923.
Meat pie or apple pie? Which one?
Meat.
Apple. All right, moving on.
Cool.
I've got a...
But I prefer savoury food over... I don't really like sweet food.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I like savory food normally as well, but I love an apple pie.
Over a meat pie?
Over a meat pie.
What is the question, what you prefer? Or what if the question was you can never have the other kind ever again?
I'll read the question again. Meat pie or apple pie?
We're going to need more from this guy. We're going to need more criteria.
So let's put it Which one would you fuck? Only have one ever again.
Yeah. Meat.
Meat, absolutely. Apple. And my straight up, my initial judgment is based on what would I rather eat more?
Yeah.
Okay, let's change it to meat and fruit because meat is broad and apple is specific. So meat
and two
and
veg?
Fruit. Meat and meat pie, fruit pie.
Meat pie.
No, so here's why. You're wrong about that. You can get the same thing that you get from a meat pie, which is meat, you know.
Sustenance.
Meat. You can get that easily, but a fruit pie, like a well-made apple pie, that's a specific thing that only comes with...
Which I dislike.
...being put into a pie. Well, then, why am I asking you this question?
Go to a fucking farm and pick an apple off the tree.
Yeah.
You can't go...
Apples are not good unless they've had all the health... baked out of
your reason can't be against the meat pie. You can get meat anywhere, but the apple pie, that's
you
doing stuff.
That's a combination of ingredients.
You can get the same flavor of the meat pie somewhere.
Where?
Else,
yeah.
Just
tell me
chucking
one
a
thing.
Bunch of gravy in your mouth.
But we'll just chuck an apple and fucking eat a bag of sugar at the same time.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
then
fucking insane.
Put your head in the oven, you stupid cunt.
Well, you guys can have the meat pies. You're
Thank
wrong
you.
About it.
We got to do one of our famous Twitter polls.
Yeah.
We solved, a couple of months ago, we solved definitively whether or not the actor Rip Torn is dead or alive. This week we're going to solve meat pie or apple pie.
Yeah.
And apple pie means, you know, you can. That's talking rhubarb crumble.
What?
That's talking fruit pies.
I think an apple pie is not a rhubarb pie.
Meat pie, that means pizza
okay,
as well.
Okay, so meat is chicken, meat is beef, meat is lamb, meat is all these different types of pies.
Yeah. Where's the beef?
So you've got, what, an army versus this one
right
apple
here.
Pie. I've got a huge beef with this, which I forever am now calling an apple.
So I think the fact that you've read this out... I think what you thought was going to happen in your head.
Ben told me to read it out again.
Did you think we were both going to be pro Apple?
I didn't really think about it.
I'm actually more of an Android guy on second thought.
Boo.
I've stumbled through it as well. Terrible delivery.
All right, well, I'm interested to find out. Okay.
Speaking
now,
of outrageous
what are you,
fucking
now,
claims.
But quickly,
from,
what do you think? If we put this to Twitter, what do you think, your own personal proclivities aside... What do you think is going to be more popular?
I reckon apple pie. We got a lot of American listeners, and I think that they have the sense to know that an apple pie is the way to go, baby. America, America the bold, the brave, the beautiful.
I think it's the other way around. I think the American listeners are going to be, they'll enjoy the kitsch value. You know what I mean? They'll be like, oh, a meat pie. Oh, that's cute.
You're really hurting our chances.
That's
Tommy.
Very something that an arsey would eat. I'm going to vote for meat pie.
Yeah.
Side with Tommy, the fucking traitor. I know that Tommy was in contact with Trump's administration during the election cycle.
Huge claim.
All right. Speaking of outrageous claims.
Yes, so let's go to... Do you want to go to this first one we had here, which was from...
Well, I've got a couple of quick ones on the Facebook if we want to just...
Yeah, I think let's do the older ones first.
Ramp through them very quickly.
So many interruptions. This is the best.
Yeah.
So, Luigi.
Mm-hmm.
Luigi writes in.
Listen to this, please, Luigi.
What if he...
Luigi is the greatest video game brother of all time, and the Waluigi character only improves on this.
Okay.
I think, you don't see a lot of brothers in video games.
So here's my initial thought. Luigi is Mario's brother, so Mario is the greater brother.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. So, but then still, I mean, they're a brother duo. Are there any other brother duos?
Well, Uncharted 4.
Okay.
I like what's his name? Sam?
Yeah.
Sam's a good brother character.
Yeah, okay. I can't think of any others.
The other brothers. Grimsby.
Great movie.
And the video game, perfect movie. And the video game adaptation only improved upon this.
I feel
What about
like...
those little dinosaurs in Bubble Bobble?
Yeah, they must be.
They must be related. They look the same.
Yeah, those two L blocks in Tetris.
Yeah, but like Luigi is a good character. I think we've talked about Luigi maybe before or maybe off
the
podcast.
Like a few years ago, they kind of really started when, you know, they kind of get through the sports games and stuff and they started injecting a bit more personality into those characters.
Yep.
And Luigi's kind of got – Luigi's funny. Like,
yeah,
the Year of Luigi where they did that skin for.
Did you ever play
Mario Brothers Wii U, which was cool?
Did you ever play Paper Mario 2, The Thousand Year Door?
I did. I love that game.
How Luigi would go on like his little adventure whenever you went back to the main port.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd see Luigi, and he'd have some ridiculous story about the equivalent adventure he was having.
Right, that was
really cool.
Yeah, that's great.
And you see, Waluigi, I think they've said that he's not Wario's brother.
I've never liked Waluigi, I have to say. I've never really been into him as a character.
I'm not big into him either,
It just seems...
I like him for the pathos. He's a real sad character.
But I don't think he is because he doesn't seem to have any self-awareness and stuff. So if you're not...
I think he does.
You think he knows behind those eyes?
Yeah, behind blue eyes. He's purple eyes.
It just was weird how...
He's just fucking lame.
Wario, we talked about this in the bonus... not the bonus, the episode we did over summer about the history of the Mario games where Wario... Like his kind of entrance into the franchise is quite organic, where like you know he's like the bad guy in Mario 2 on the Game Boy. Then he has his own game that becomes popular. Then a spin-off. Then the WarioWare. Now he's just in things.
Yep.
Whereas all of a sudden Waluigi, they went, oh yeah, there should be a Luigi one of them as well, and they just chucked him in.
Yep.
And all this cunt does is play tennis, and he never appears in anything else.
What's up, everybody?
He's made no effort to legitimize him in any way.
That's true. He's very much just a we needed a doubles partner for Wario.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He's a good character to play as in the tennis games, though. He's got a long reach. But I don't know. Maybe I've implanted some kind of sad character onto him because.
But him saying Waluigi.
I think Waluigi's character would be like. Nah, he'd be like a shitty little dork. Like he'd be really annoying.
Yeah,
he'd correct you on which Bruce Lee movie was which type of guy. You know what I mean? Like that sort of.
He looks like a bit of a Dick Dastardly knockoff.
Yeah,
which is what I've never liked about it. It's a little bit.
But then not particularly evil. Just like he's annoying.
He's a Twitter troll. He's a Twitter troll. Exactly. He replies to your jokes.
He is alt-right Wario. Completely.
Yeah.
And so this guy's saying that. Waluigi only improves upon Luigi.
Yes.
Well, I disagree with that.
Yeah, but I do like Luigi.
I might give you best video game brother.
Mm.
I reckon I'll give you that. And I get what you're saying about, well, surely the Mario's the better brother, but Mario's Mario and Luigi is his brother.
Sure. I mean... That's sad.
Sure,
but he takes it in his stride. You know what? Luigi's just happy to be along for the ride.
Totally.
That's what's endearing about him.
Luigi's always a little scared. He seems like he'd rather not be there, and he's happy to let Mario do his thing.
Totally.
He's getting roped into it.
He's like the personification of player two. In a video game.
Again, I cannot recommend enough the...
Just like a human Mad Catz controller. Well, is he human? We don't know anymore.
I cannot recommend enough the Luigi's Mansion 2 on the 3DS.
Right.
I guess they'll be pretty cheap to come by now, like after the Switch is out.
Yeah,
so if you
haven't
thought about going
well.
In, there's so much good stuff on there. Mm. That game is fantastic. And just him, the quote-unquote acting of him in that game is great. Like the animations of him and... You know, you kind of walk through. It's kind of Resident Evil for kids. Like, it's kind of you walking through this house and something falls down and the way he goes, whoa! And, like, he kind of will get freaked out and he'll kind of, like, run to a part of the screen, like, outside of your control.
Oh,
which sounds like it would be annoying but is kind of cool. Like, Got a big boner for Luigi. I want to fuck him.
Great.
So this is the other one and I've read over this already and I agree with 2/3 of it.
Yeah, right.
See if you can guess which two. Objectively, Tekken 3 is the greatest fighting game of all time, and John Marston is the most attractive video game character of all time.
Now, let's clarify for the listeners, who is John Marston?
John Marston is from Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
He plays the handsome lead.
Yes.
And while we're making claims, Windows 95 is the best OS of all time, mostly because the Windows 95 sample disk. I don't know what that last bit means.
I believe that was a disc where you got a bunch of like software on it that was like really like handy at the time.
Sure.
I think I had that.
And Chandler and Rachel would teach you how to use it. Have you ever seen that? Chandler and Rachel did, or the real people's names, did like a Windows 95 instruction VHS.
Oh, right.
It's really worth watching. It's the most 90s shit that you've ever seen.
Right.
And also Bill Gates' announcement that Doom was coming to Windows 95.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's good.
Wow.
Oh, it's someone playing through Doom in a little Windows window and then Bill Gates all pixelized in a big long trench coat with a shotgun walks on and goes like, Doom's coming, bitch, or something
like
that.
Is that why he became like memeified into like... With like the flame head and stuff?
No. That was just because people thought he was the devil.
Okay.
At the time. People fucking hated Bill Gates at the time.
Yeah.
And now he's like curing malaria.
Yeah.
Shows what you know, Waluigi. You fucking dick.
All right, so...
So when you first read this email out, when you said James Marsden, I thought you said James Madden, the football guy.
Oh, John Madden.
John Madden.
Which is John Madden.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
And I thought that you meant James Marsden, the actor who played Cyclops in X-Men.
Or I could have meant James Masters, who was the actor in Buffy who played Spike.
That's right. Or I James Masters, the comedian we know.
Yeah.
Or you could have meant James Earl Jones, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King.
Maybe I meant Charlie Kaufman.
Great writer.
Could have done. But no, I meant John Marston. And
again, another bit that I would have been happy to do all night under any other conditions.
Yeah, John Marston is... I'll tell you what makes him so attractive.
Please
There's
do.
Three things. Physicality. He's a handsome cowboy. Yeah. Gotta love it.
Sure.
The second thing, he's a family man.
Yes.
He's doing what he needs to do for his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Third thing, that dick. It is a good... I don't know if you've played the this modded version.
Now, this sounds like you've... So this guy's from Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
This sounds like you just used to jack off to Red Dead and you felt weird about it and you never knew why, but you can't control your urges. All of a sudden this email comes through and you're like, thank the Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
I've got someone else is on my wavelength. This is justification for these views that I've been holding for like, what, 6 years now or something.
I was 20. And I was learning a lot about myself.
22.
But he was like a great character all around. John
I completely
really
agree.
Well done.
Yeah.
And is he back in this new... Do we get any glimpse in the trailers of who is in it?
I think he was very obvious. He was one of those silhouettes that was in that preview image.
Because this is it's a prequel is the
idea. Most people think that. And it looks like it because Red Dead 1 was set in like 1910.
Yes.
So you'd have to go backwards.
And he was in a gang and it looks like a gang.
But is there also possibly another theory that it's going to be GTA style where it's just
The thing that I believe will happen is he will be a very, very bit player.
Mm.
And will show up very briefly.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I want to happen
because
that whole story really dealt with him and... It was perfectly done on its own.
Yeah.
So I'd be happy not to return to that. I think we might have mentioned this before, but there's like a little documentary thing that someone made about the actor who played him. And it's like a little 15-minute thing because he's an actor who just done nothing else. That's all he did. And he nailed that role and then he just moved back with his family in some like small part of America and loves it. And it was really interesting. He seems like a nice dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like John Marsden. And Tekken 3 was fucking awesome at the time.
Yes.
I love Tekken 3.
I think I played Tekken 2. I played Tekken 3 a hell of a lot. And I didn't really get into Street Fighter before that. And now I cannot play Street Fighter.
Right.
I love Tekken 3, but it's just ruined me for any other fighting game.
They do play a bit different, like pretty differently to those ones. There's a new Tekken coming out this year.
Ooh,
Tekken 7.
Right.
I'll be 31.
Mm, yeah. 30. 28. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's happening, buddy.
Bloody Tekken the piss, huh? Tekken too long to get my life together.
You said you were agree with 2/3 of it. What don't you agree with? Not a Windows 95 fan.
Man, get that shit out of here. I like apple pie.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
That famous operating system.
Yeah. I think it's called Raspberry Pi, isn't
it? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's what I was arguing about this whole time.
I like Windows XP.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The end. Shall we get to our next outrageous claim?
That's why I've been looking at you like I expect you to do something for a while.
I'm just marinating in the awkwardness.
What about
marinating.
Vista, Ben? How do you feel about Vista 3.1?
Not a fan. But hey, a great introduction to the world of operating systems.
So this has been taking us about 20 minutes to get back around to an outlandish claim that ties into something that I was saying what feels like about a week ago.
Let me just interrupt very quickly, Tommy. Ben, you had something to read out?
Yeah, I just want to interrupt you, Knox. Which one are you talking about?
Can I interrupt you, Ben? Absolutely. You read out the fucking thing, for God's sake?
Which one? Which one are you thinking of, Tommy?
I am talking about the letter that came in from Joe.
Okay, great. So, Joe sent in this outrageous claim. Very interesting. Video games cannot get any better than they currently are.
Start with the words very interesting, sorry?
No.
That would be
right.
Great.
Yeah.
A little warning.
Very interesting, colon.
It's like the opposite of a trigger warning. It's like you might be offended by this email. Yeah. Like you might be very enamored with this email. Your brain is going to swell in size once you read what I have written. You are going to connect with this like nothing you've ever connected with before.
Yeah, so that was the subject line. So he reckons there's nowhere else for video games to go. They'll never improve beyond what they already are. And he's not saying that a game will not come out that's like your new favorite game, like you'll have a new favorite game probably. What's good or the best is subjective. You can have preferences, but what he means is that objectively speaking,
yep,
games cannot improve or go forward from what they are now. Games could come out that are as good as previous games, but there's no next big thing. So story, like The Last of Us, Uncharted, there's
that
impossible to get any
absurd.
Better.
It's worth it's worth pointing out this email's very long.
We are skimming through select highlights.
And also very quickly, he does follow a format which we are going to have to insist if you send us these, you have to include the phrase objectively speaking in there at least once.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, basically story, it can't be improved on. Graphics, like they could get photorealistic, but they're as good as they need to be for games.
But no.
Multiplayer, like bigger maps and bigger teams will just make it worse.
This is all wrong.
And the overall experience and fun.
No.
Nox, I'm dying to know, what do you think of this email?
If only you'd interrupted.
I'm usually pretty reserved with what I think, but I'll tell you now what I think. That's fucking silly.
Okay. Whoa.
People have been saying that
very
stuff since,
interesting.
Like, since the fucking Atari existed or whatever, you know? Everyone always says that forever.
Did anyone say that when they were watching Pong going, well, this is it?
Yeah, people in like the Nintendo 64 era then would go like, this is it, video games are done. When Mortal Kombat fucking showed up and it was like digitized people, when it just rocked up one day.
Open the front door, it's in a baby carriage.
People then were like, whoa, real people in video games. Well, there you go. This always happens. People always say this. All of those things can get better. There has never been a story put into a game that is as good as even like upper medium stories in other mediums.
I agree with that.
There is never – the graphics that exist now will look bad in 10 years. 100%,
I agree with that.
Because every time it does. Multiplayer runs too slowly and too poorly and is set up in such a restrictive way with all the like lobbies and matchmaking and all that stuff. When it's more fluid and stuff, that would be better. Mm. And what's the other thing he said? Something about being dumb.
Suck my dick.
No, I'm not having a go at him, but like that's obviously not going to happen.
I'm going to disagree. I don't disagree with this email. I don't think that's that big of a claim. I think the point that he's trying to make is think about like I disagree with you where you say that people would say with the 64, no, this is it. I remember 64 thinking like imagining something like a Grand Theft Auto 5 and going, a game where you can just get in a car and just you can go anywhere and do anything. Imagine like being able to just do absolutely anything in a game. And his point is, he's not saying, yeah, he's not going to say that you, he actually says, it's not like there's never going to be a story where you go, oh, well, that story is better than the one I saw.
But in terms of
the methods and in terms of like, the fact that there are games now that are telling stories that are, you know, at this level that they're at, that's a relatively new thing. And now that it's been done, what can happen to games that really kind of, that really wows you and really sort of like, you know, takes you to another place?
Yeah.
In the same way that something like the first time you played a GTA did.
If VR gets incredible, it could. If simulation of those worlds that GTA relies upon gets better, then it could do that other leap.
Well, it's impossible
to kind of know. It's like watching a movie in the 20s and going like, hey, this is what movies are.
Sure.
And then watching fucking The Avengers or whatever now and going, oh, they're still okay.
I'll have to say this because he might be annoyed if I don't. He considers VR to be separate.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay, well, even considering that, moving forward, like this sort of, the only way that this is the best video games we'll ever get is if an asteroid hits the Earth tomorrow, which it may well.
Yeah,
that's the least of our worries.
I don't think he's saying that there's not going to be better games than the ones we're playing now. I agree with him, and I've felt this.
But the methods of interaction with them and the sort of basic tenets of what composes them won't change.
It will all
be iterations on even, the blueprint that exists now.
Yeah, even PS3.
I disagree with that
like
too.
Like the leap to PS4, yeah, it looks better, but if we were tapped out now, if for whatever reason there was no ability to upgrade the technology, PS3 looks great. All we're really doing now is just polishing the realism that's in things. We got to PS3 and you were able to do these Uncharted games that look like people and they move. And yeah, it's getting better and better, but it's not like the gap between that and the 64 where you're talking about two things that look completely different.
Yeah, but
stuff's getting better. Like stuff is getting better looking, but he's saying in terms of that, it's just it's not that same wow factor. Like we've kind of hit.
Basically, you're saying it ain't no revolution.
Yes, baby.
Nice.
The way that they're composed though, and stuff with like multiplayer maybe being a more integrated thing into games and whatever. Like the thing, the problem with this is I can't tell you what it'll be. That'll be the thing that goes kaboom, and that's enormous. Yeah. But there'll be definitely something because that's just the way it is for everything all the time.
It's interesting though because even in terms of technology, there's getting to a point where it's like you can't make microchips any smaller than they're making them.
Yeah.
Like they're making them as small as an atom. But you can at some point.
They just will be able to. Right. Like that's just always what happens with it. Like cars can't go faster than 50 kilometers an hour used to be. You know, like
movies are a good example because you said it's like comparing a movie from however long ago and then the Avengers. It's like they're still just using the exact same techniques. Like they're using the same tools. They're pointing cameras.
People are
pretending. It's just the methods that you use to immerse people in it become different. But the core tenets. Again, I think it's the same thing with movies.
That is different. Where like take something like the Avengers, that thing of having all those movies be tied together is a new thing that creates something that hasn't existed with movies before.
I'll point you towards Kevin Smith's View Askewniverse.
Oh, please don't. I'll point you towards The Door, motherfucker.
Oh, sorry. I've made an enormous mistake. Much like Paul Blart, I have fallen flat on my face there.
I feel like you drawing that analogy makes me lean more towards agreeing with his email. Because you're right, Tommy. The methods of, like, the art and the technique of filmmaking has not changed in 60 years.
Yeah.
But the surface has.
But you're right. I mean, yeah, tying those things together... Sure, that didn't exist 20 years ago, but who cares? It hasn't fundamentally changed.
But it has, because the Avengers isn't a good example. But take like all these sort of like films that you get from countries, Iranian films coming out and existing over here. You know, in the 20s in Hollywood, that sort of thing didn't exist, for example.
But that's the culture. That's not the skill.
That's just you watching a movie from a different country. That movie's not being made in a different way.
Right, but it makes it a different thing. The types of stories that get told. The amount of understanding that we have of like what cinematic language is now allows that to be played with more openly.
And okay, so me swinging back around to Nox's side, the accessibility of like the ability to make indie games now means that there are going to be visionary people with amazing creative ideas on how to tell a story, craft a gameplay experience that has not been able to be done in the past 30 years.
And so then, the better analogy would be something like podcasting or YouTube or whatever that didn't used to exist, where all this new stuff gets made, for example, at filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com, and you can get these incredible pieces of content for as little as a dollar. That's insane that they give it away for that, but they will.
Is that like old inflation prices? No, it's today.
But podcasting, I mean, it's like it's all that's using is the tenets of radio broadcasting.
But the story that you get
where you're just taking it to the extreme,
looking at a YouTuber or whatever, living their life and making this weird blog, and then creating this other like separate meta story about them that is viewed outside of the content they created, but through your lens of watching it and your interpretation of what they're like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Lonely girl style.
No, because that was deliberately created. I'm saying just watching some random fucking person with 200 views. You can have a look into a person's like Google Maps. Is the most fucking crazy thing in the world.
Sure.
Way more fascinating than any podcast, for example, available at Filthy. No, anyway. But stuff changes all of the time and new things get made. And like, even the idea that things might be better, like better versions of the same thing, that still means that, things have changed enough to make this thing better. Like, that defeats the point. Like, if the point is, we'll never be able to move without moving our legs or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not true. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think we're more disagreeing
technically
on...
Technically, everything's just molecules. So I think nothing we're ever more... is... Everything's identical.
I think we're more disagreeing on what this guy is actually saying.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's saying that... Like, you going,
but
Google
you
Maps is this revolutionary thing.
But you can't just say VR doesn't count. You can't just discount this brand
new
revolutionary thing.
That's true.
VR is the thing that, puts his...
And then who knows what will be done with something that's similar to that or a brand new thing or like temporal fucking Pokemon or whatever, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But again, just to quickly, your point from before of like Google Maps, it's a map. It's just a different way of presenting a map.
Yeah, but
it's
you
a
can
different
zoom
of,
right in and go yeah, into Street View and look at that
is,
place and exist there.
It's a globe, it's an atlas, and it's a map all in one. It's not like a thing that previously did not exist in any yeah. capacity. It's just a different way of presenting this thing that has always been there with the technology that's available
sure.
to you.
Oh, here, go on a trip with this random woman. That's not my wife. Yeah, but your wife's just a person. This is just a different person.
What?
Wow.
It's reductive.
You've used the ultimate example that doesn't prove your point, which is people who are fundamentally different and unique.
But that's what I'm saying. It's reductive to say all people are just people, so bleh. All, you know,
but,
I'm saying this is reductive yeah, as well.
But all maps are maps. Like, that is a pretty good point. Like, the idea of drawing out to scale the world around you is a technique that has remained the same for
but
hundreds
I'm saying
of years.
Zooming in and looking at a three-dimensional photo of the place where you're at. That's crazy.
And that is more...
That's not a map.
That's a fairer comparison to video games because, again, it is an experiential thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, it totally changes your view of maps. Because at work, I have to have a job other than this, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll spend a lot of time looking at Google Maps because it's one of the very few websites that isn't blocked on the computers there.
Well, here we go.
Yep.
And so I've been zipping around Russia the last couple of weeks, looking at all these places, and it's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm Russian.
But
slow down, mate. Slow down.
But do you not think people of our parents' generation... I mean, as if they didn't have the same thing when they got an atlas and they were like, wow, look at how big this country is on this page.
And then they've had the same thing again now. It's not like those people aren't going like, yeah, this is basically the same feeling I had when I had an atlas. It's a bigger feeling.
That's literally a thing my dad has said.
Well, as not we the said best before, example. All people are very different from each other.
Well, this guy's kind of ruined our podcast by writing it because he just made us fight for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting point. Listeners, I would like to know where the listeners fall on this scale.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be predominantly apple pie.
We're getting near the end of the episode, but we do want to read out just one last outlandish claim that we've gotten
We
here.
Do have many more that we will get to at some point, though.
Yes.
But obviously, some of these take a while to talk about.
Totally. We'll keep trying to, have a segment at the end of each episode, I reckon.
Yeah. Sure.
Which may end up being half the episode. Hey.
Yeah.
It's all good, baby. So repeat offender, Elon, has emailed in and said, there is a 99% chance that we are living in a computer simulation. Probably a Sims-like simulated reality where we're all just AI. Look it up, man.
Now, I like where he's gone with this because, you know, we've said outlandish claims. I don't know that we've ever specifically said that we'd like them to be about video games.
Yeah.
I think we just kind of took that as granted.
Mm.
But this guy is just writing. He's put his tinfoil hat on.
Yeah.
He sat down at the computer.
Yep.
And he's just given us...
Wait a minute.
What?
Elon Musk. Oh, my God. Elon Musk is a listener of ours.
Give us a Tesla.
So, yeah, feel free to branch out and just send us your conspiracy theories about the government and whatever
Wait,
else.
Wait, so are we reading that one out and then not discuss? Because
Oh, we can discuss it. What do you think?
I disagree. Wait, no, he says there's a big chance.
99% chance that it is a simulation.
I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah.
Sure, 99 is a big number, but the thing of like... So it is kind of interesting how like, so yeah, hypothetically one day we could make a computer simulation. Actually, I know you don't believe this because video games are as complex as they can be now. So
not what he's saying, but go on.
If hypothetically you can make a universe artificially.
That appears one-to-one to replicate reality.
Yeah, and you'd agree that hypothetically that could be done.
Absolutely.
So the chances that gets done then dictate, and like if it could ever be done, ever, anywhere, ever, there's a way bigger chance that we are not only simulated by that, but by a simulation within that.
Nothing has ever freaked me out more than the ending of the first Men in Black, where, you know, they zoom out from Earth
and they zoom
further out and they're in like a marble on a cat's neck tag.
Yeah.
That, like, man, being like however old I was. What year did it come out? 99 maybe?
Maybe.
In which case I would have been 13.
12.
10.
I was just like, whoa.
Tommy, I'm just going to warn you. Do not watch The Matrix, okay? I don't know if you've heard of it. Steer well clear. It will blow your mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thing that always gets me this, though, like I love thinking about like, well, what if there's infinite universes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then every time it happens, you're like, ah, I got to go buy milk.
Totally. I mean,
you get really stuck in, but then you can never, you can't work it out.
Never
you can't solve
difference.
It. So yeah.
I think let's
go buy milk.
Part of why
I was this close to cracking the case.
I think that's part of why I find video games appealing is because it is the closest you can get to that idea of like a Doctor Who-y being able to go anywhere type thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for writing that in. That brings us to the end of Outlandish Claims for this week. Keep them coming. What do we got? filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com.
Yep.
Filthy Cass Pod on Twitter.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Then just Filthy Casuals with Tommy and Adam if you search for that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Send us your outlandish claims. We love going through them.
Yeah.
Send us that really lit us up, that conversation about video games reaching their peak. Let us know what you think. We'll put a poll up on the Twitter.
Totally.
Meat
if you
pie
think you
or
can,
apple pie.
If you can, yeah.
Real breadth of topics today for the listeners for homework.
If you think you can articulate what we were trying to discuss.
Yes.
Please do.
We should also let's give a bit of sizzle of what we got coming up in the next few weeks because stuff's starting to ramp up. So next week. Hopefully, we've been told that we are getting review copy of Horizon Zero Dawn, which, as we understand it, we will have that in enough time to play it for a bit before next week's episode.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll be here with a bit of a thoughts on that before it comes out. Fingers crossed that comes through. And getting good reviews, getting really good reviews.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing it. Nox, how are you feeling about it?
Also, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Then the week after that, Breath of the Wild and the Switch will be out. So, I'm going to be in Adelaide for the weekend, so I'll have taken the Switch there with me. But you guys, I'm going to lend you, Ben, my Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
And you've now got one, Adam. So, yeah, we'll be back here the week after that with some Breath of the Wild thoughts.
Yeah.
And by the way, we were talking about this, me and Ben were talking about this the other night. It's interesting that these two open world kind of heavily mythology-based games are coming. They come out on the same day.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really interesting to talk about.
Like a couple of days apart, but pretty much.
I think they literally come out the same day.
It's
March
2 days
the 3rd.
Is it?
Horizon is March 1st.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So that's
not a big deal.
So that's
we're
gonna
in a simulation. It doesn't matter.
we'll have thoughts on Breath of the Wild the week after that. And then hopefully the week after that, we can do the thing we were talking about where we can spend a bit of time with 1-2 Switch. And I'm going to take it to my parents' house and see if we can sort of debunk, is this Nintendo's great? Is this their great equalizer that they think it's going to be, or is it a piece of shit?
Yeah.
I know which camp I'm firmly sitting in. What if 1-2 Switch makes me eat my words about that email we were just talking about? I'm like, now this is revolutionary.
Yeah.
A mere week after I read that email.
Fuck. Good chance you're safe.
Also, in regards to the Grand Theft Auto special we did, we've already had people have been sending messages through when they purchase it. A couple of them have suggested future franchises we could cover. Mm-hmm. If you have some suggestions or ideas, we'd love to hear them because we definitely have a bunch that we'd like to do, but we'd be very keen to hear what you guys would be interested in.
Well, we're planning to do another one of them pretty soon to tie in with something that's coming out. And also, keep an eye on, we are going to do start doing YouTube stuff pretty soon. A heap of people have asked about that.
Yeah.
But for now, if you head over to our YouTube channel, which is what?
I believe if you just search Filthy Casuals.
Filthy Casuals on YouTube, you'll find our best of, which you can listen to.
Hopefully you do.
Oh, I mean, look, search Nintendo 69.
Okay, right. Get on
and
there.
And our names as well.
Yeah.
Subscribe through that and that'll keep you up to date with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening and thanks for all the feedback that's coming through. We really appreciate it. And as we always say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
If life is a simulation and anybody's listening, change a couple of my settings, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.